the Olam, at least saw the Sugya of Mashamra a little bit. I would like to say the Ikra Sugya is not about Mashamra, the Ikra Sugya is about the definition of Berra and Rake, which is belongs back in Dafai and Dalud. But the Maisa, the best place to figure it out is from the Sugya on Kufla Meches, or at least attempt to figure it out. So let's just go over to Gemara quickly. So the Mishnah said that Eliezer holds that you're allowed to pour Yayin into a mishmeres which is already in place. So putting up the mishmeres is a problem on Shabbos. That's an oil issue, it's a binyan issue, etc. But once it's in place already, pouring wine with shmorim into the mishmeres, which will filter out the shmorim and let the wine through, is mutter on Shabbos. Eliezer holds that's mamash mutter. The Chachamim say that it's also to do on Shabbos, and the more wants to know, Shimer Mai. So more wants to know like that is according to Chachamim when it's Osir, is it the Rabbanon or is it Issa the Raisa? The Chara in Rabbi Eliezer, the Lom the Sechari is it's we know doing Malachas with the Kli is Chayim. So what's the Nafkamina? Why should he hold it so much? The Pasha says he holds it some form of a Grama. And I would just understand the Metzius, which my agricultural ideas are limited, but I would understand the Metzius is, I would imagine, the way I picture it, so this Mishmeres was a cloth, it was a very thin, very, finely woven cloth, and you would pour in the water, and it wouldn't start to drip immediately, it would take some time before it drips out. If it's a thinner cloth and you pour it through, it immediately goes through, and the shmarm on top and the iron at the bottom, the sefer liyaz shoulder is not chayiv. It's very difficult to understand. That's not a groma, that's a maisa. Pasha of the Metzius is that it takes some time for it to happen, and Rabbi Eliezer is saying that that's not called Malacha Shabbos. That's the Ferish Gemara. The more in Daf Kuf Chav, the more says that groma is mutter and Shabbos. He holds this goes into the day groma. That would be mistaber to understand Rabbi Eliezer. That's the Metzius. So Chama come along and say no, that it's osir. So the more wants to know, do they agree be'etzim that it's not a person's ma'isa? It's taka felt in the shame ma'isa. It's an osir mirabanan, or they hold us consider your ma'isa. At some point, we're going to have to go through the sugyas of in Hilchos Shabbos, which is a very big sugya halakha l'maisa, modern day chaylus. What point does grama start and ma'isa end, and vice versa? What how much is considered a person's ma'isa? One Maran welcome to it is the Magen Roman at the end of Reshma Beis talks about a person takes chitim and puts it into the hopper which will go into the Rechayim, it's going to grind it, so he puts the chitim in and then they slowly pour out into the millstone is moving, so it's mamish, the malach is ready to go and he puts it on top and it slowly goes down. So Magen Roman holds that's not considered your mice. And everybody else, Eben Oizer, Iker Chalik is Eben Oizer. He said, that's called your Maisa. That's called, this is the system. It's made for that purpose. That's called grinding. It's he'll be chayv the rice of Petoich. And the Magen hold, that's considered a groma. So applying that to the Eben Oizer's mark, a lot of different rayas that using different kaychas and different machinery that are programmed, and this is how they function, this is what they do, that whatever they do is called your ma'isa. So let's say for argument's sake that that's the shalom of the Gemara. The Gemara says that this, I can't make a full sushak, I don't know exactly how slowly the process of shmir mishamer happens. Does it happen immediately, not immediately? So I don't know whether it's a full sushak. But Akapon, that I think is the lamas of the shalom. The more shashimer is chayav chak. Now, just in the reading of the Gemara, the Maran Malkum on the side is Shimer Chayiv Chatas, and they give you this Gvaldi Maran Malkum to the Rama, and the Rama Takas says Chayiv Chatas. The reading the Mark Kipshuta, the Chayiv is not more like that, just in the Chesh and the Gemara. The Mark says, it can't be. If the Esther says it's Mutta, the Chom hold Chayiv Chatas, that's too vital to Machloikis. So that's Rosh Hashanah's problem. So, Pasha, what does Rosh Hashanah mean? It's a Tom de Rabbana. If the Esther says it's Mutta, so to say the Chom hold is Chayiv is not Mistabra, it must be the Chom hold is only Rabbana. That's what Rabbah says. So if Yerushalayim says, I don't see what the problem is, we have clearly a Machlokes like that. We have by the case of Isha, which goes out to Yerushal Zov. Right? So Meir says, Chayav Katas. Rabbah says, it's Rabbanan. And Rabbah says, it's Mutter. So you can have Machlokes. Rabbah is saying Mutter. And Meir is saying Chayav Katas. So what's this Shir over here? So you could say Chayav. You could say Chayav. So Rav Kana would say, Chayav, it's not Shirir. Rabbah says, Rav Kana is Shirir. Yerushalayim says, it's not Shirir. Abai says, no, it's not a sushtel. You, Rabbi Yosef, are answering up. Rav Sheshet says, Tana, honor of Kahana is not a sushtel because he's not going back. Rabbi Yosef is not going to Rameir. He's going back to the Rabbana. So whatever that tachia means, however you l'mshal that tachia means, according to Abaya, Rav Yosef's answer is not an answer, and Rav Sheshet's kasha is a kasha, and Rav Kahana is wrong. So you could learn the Maskan of the Gemara that Takashima is not Chayav Chatzis. That would be the cash of the Gemara. That should come out. Look, the Shimer is not Chayav Chatzis. The Maisa, I think Rabbi Shannon assumed that Rav Kahana is Leva the Emes, that Shimer is Chayav Chatzis. Good. What's the Raya that's true? Because we have the next step of Gemara, and the Gemara has a Shaila B'Shemayim Asvinim Be. And we have a Shaka Tayyip between Rabbi and Rabbi Zeira. It means they're both assuming like Rav Kahana that's Chayav Chatzis. Otherwise, what's the Shaila B'Shemayim Asvinim Be? So I think the Rashi over here brings the Raya. Rashi brings the four. Rashi somewhere brings the Raya from the Gemara. The fact that they're in the Shaka B'Tari in what the Hasror is, right? So they all hold the Chayav Chatzis. So even though Abaya, which was a Basser after Rabba, he was before Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira was the Talmud of Rabba. Right? No. He was the same generation. Okay, so it seems to be not clear anymore. But that he brings a Raya from the fact that Rabban and Rav Zeira are Shulka Vatori. What that's Raya is Maisa Kosevad. It's Chayav Chatzis. Good. So Shimer is Chayav Chatzis. It's considered your Maisa. So before I go Vayter, Reingold understands that what's the Lomdus that if Rabbi Yehuda's Lomdus that that's called a Groma. Right, so the Chacham's argument back is anytime you use a kli to do a certain mice, it's called you did it. So whatever the Mishmeris is doing, you did. Right, so when the Rechayim is grinding, it's called you're grinding. It's not a groma, it's called your mice. Using a kli which exists in the Bria is chai. Again, I don't want to get stuck in it too much because that's really its own sugya. And the Mora says in Baba Kama, the Mishmeres Zara is chayiv using the wind. The more there's medayik, the gabi mazik, and you're not chayiv what the wind does. So the Mishmeres says, so why by Shabbos is he chayiv? Melechas b'Shabbos also ter. So that's unique Gemara because every other place in Kamat, every other place, Melechas b'Shabbos is a ptur. You're not chayiv because it's Shabbos Kamat. Melechas b'Shabbos is a good one. Melechas b'Shabbos, the Kalkam Melechas b'Shabbos. Over here, you're chayiv because it's Melechas b'Shabbos. That the more saying, why are you chayiv when using the wind? Because that's what you want to do. So that accomplishment of throwing it up into the wind, and then the wind blows away. So it's a groma. It's not me. Mazik is potter. So we are also potter. No. It's called you taking advantage of the kayach of the wind, which blows, and using it to accomplish what you want to accomplish. It's called you did it. So taking advantage of this mishmeris, which is able to make things drip separate, it's called you did it. Good. Very nice.
Rabbi Yosef, Rashi in the Mishnah says it's in derech brera v'kach. It doesn't sound like groma. It sounds like
derech
brera itself.
Are we looking
at this groma
and
the Rashi?
I don't know. It's hard to. I don't know if that means derech brera v'kach because I mean, for me that's Chinese. Right? I don't. I mean, this is the only way that your shamar the way you filter out wine is with this. Well, why isn't it? But if until you tell me why that's not called brera. So then, it's normal. Right? Why shouldn't it be? Why, now the Rama does say, you know, whatever it is, it's going to be a tolda. It's not going to be that. Right? So I'm understanding the Rashi along the lines of that there's some element of a chasor in the vice, so that's why that's not in there, braver. Not the simple shino dikadin, because it's not a mashuna. It's not mashuna at all. For what you're doing, this is a normal thing to do. Okay. Samora says, what's the machlokes? Samora says, what's the hasura? Rabbi says Mishum Barer, Rezer Omer Mishum Merake. Rabbi says Barer, and Rezer says because of Merake. Now, at first glance, Rashi points out that Rabbi agrees it's Merake. I mean, you look at it, it's Merake. Merake is you take a sifter and you sift out something. Over here, I'm taking this cloth and I'm sifting out something. So, it's Merake. Rashi learns that Rabbi agrees it's Merake. His argument is also Barer. Tosfos before an Ein Gimel on a base, learned not like that, and Ben Chan over here says not like that. Okay. The Ben Chan over here says, I don't know. I can't tell you where you know, in the old versions. It's in the wide lines. It's the third wide line. Okay. Then the more so that Tamar Mishum by Mishum and Bay Rabbi Mishum Bur Zer Mishum Merakin. Now Sober Bur Merakin Shneim Ovis Malachus Hain Bur Merakin Kain Dabur Echad Hain. We'll learn after Vishmoisun El Nei Shahoy Bemikdash, like we had before in Ein Gimel and Ein Dalem and Alf. Okay. Alom Rabbi Mizera El Hadicha Shim Hisum Mishum Merakin Aliyah the Rabbi Einar Chayiv. So the Rebbeinu Chalal says Klor according to Rabbi Merakin is not Chayiv. Can they do the same? His of a mission bearer would not be high. Right? Okay. Vehicles occur in Zayr. So he learns that the two are exclusive. Rashi says in Farish that Rabbah they're not exclusive. Bani's Maskim is Merakin. His argument that it's also bearer. Okay. Now, what defines why each one should be so? Rabbah says mission bearer, Zayr, mission Merakin. I'm a Rabbah, Kavasa didi Mistabra. Madaka Shabur, no to Lochel Mazinir, upset. Without getting involved in Tosfos of 4 and 9, Dalam and Aleph, which is his Mahalchim, the Sugya, which come out, although the other Rishonim do not learn like Tosfos, right? That Morris is talking about a very specific scenario where you have the Psalus in Meruba, it's a difficult, you know, whatever, how you. But, there is in Barra, the Yisrael of Barra is the act of getting the Oichel and Menichah of Sardis. So here also, that's what's happening. Rav Zera says, Kosadim is Tabra, Madarka Shomarak, and Pselis Milamala, Oichel Milamata, Hakanami, Pselis Milamala, Oichel Milamata. So Rav Zera says, it's like Merakid, because in Merakid, classic Merakid is you grind the wheat, and so now you have flour. It doesn't all grind as well, as some is not as ground up as the others. So you put it through the sifter, the fine flour, goes lamata, and the big pieces stay up on top. So we're also, the wine goes lamata, and the shmorim stay in the mishmeres. So that's merakid. That's what Rebbe says. Okay, so Rebbe seems to make sense. This is mamash apulus merakid. Shal is what's rabbi. So Rabbis comes along and says, you're being not to Oichel Menichas of Psalus. There is a Bir Alocha. So I don't know. The Rambam has an interesting, like the Rebbeinu Chalal says, the Hilchos of Kerb Zera, it's Merakid, and that's it. The Rambam says that you're Chayv either because of Zera, stop, say it again. Either because of Barer or either because of Merakin. Oy Mishum Barer, Oy Mishum Merakin. So the Beis Yosef says that he learns like Tosfos, and I give him all like the Ben Ochanan, that sense that Rabba says it's one, Zera says it's the other. And the Rama is Masubik, which one it is. He's Varechayev, that the Morse says Varechayev. The Shal is it this or is it that? And why is Rama telling me that? L'chor b'negeya, in a case you did another malacha, you did a, I'm not sure which one it is, so a person does barer, the Av Malacha of Barer, B'shoigeg, and then it's the Av Malacha of Merakid, B'shoigeg, so he brings two korbanos. If he does the Av Malacha of Barer with a Tolda Barer, he brings one korban. So now this fellow did Meshamer and he did Barer. How many korbanos does he bring? So I'm not sure. If it's Merakid, he brings two korbanos. If it's Barer, he brings one korban. Rama said, I'm not sure, so you'd only bring Mesaf, you can't only bring one korban, because Shalom Kuma Bazora, you only bring one korban. And the same thing vice versa. Well, the Rambam right now is in the it would yes, but it's the game before you get to that. You know, that dinam hasra, how it works in Tosfos. Tosfos brings a shaila on a deraisa level. That's the Tosfos 4:9 Gimel. Is what's the Yisrael of the Gemara? The Gemara says Shumai Asirim Bay. What's the shaila? Right, so it says either should is because I'm telling you, you saw that every time to get chayiv for any einish in Bezdin, the hasra has to be specific. So a guy's about to, do lav dafka meis by lav also. A person's about to eat chaylev. He says, "Don't eat that because it's also to eat." He didn't tell me what iser it is. He didn't tell me that's chaylev. It's not chayv malchus. So is that what we're taking out over here? So I need to know exactly what this is. If I don't know exactly what it is, it's felt in the hasura. The Tashmid over here says that the reason why this is true, it's very simple. The lav is listed as a malach yom shabbos. Tell him you can't do it because it's also because it's malach shabbos. Right? That's the lav in the Torah. Right? So the Tashmid says, but now that you know that you can bring separate chatos in each one, if it's the same iser, it's like doing the same thing multiple times. Why you have multiple chatos? It's kilu kosa batera. You shouldn't be mevashel, and you shouldn't be burr, and you shouldn't be zara, and you shouldn't be merakis. It's separate isurim. You have to mash on each one but separately. That's the Tashmid learns the Gemara. Right? Tosis says, no, that's not the issue. You don't have to say that. There's no right from this Gemara. About it, you could be master, you know, in a more general sense, and that would work. But you walk over to the guy, he's about to eat chaylev, so don't eat it, it's dam. The guy says, that's ridiculous, that's not hasra. I think you're making a joke. So the hasra is to make it very serious. It's not as serious, because the guy thinks you're joking around with him. So Tosis learns the Gemara like this, that if you walk over to the person who's about to do mishamer, and you tell him that's merak, and he says, well, I'm sugar. It's not merak, it's maris. So what is it? Shemini a cup. It's a joke, and not chayim. I find that difficult to understand the Matzias, because, like, you know, merak and burr are similar enough that a guy should take it seriously. But Tosis, okay, I got to live with it. All right. So where does the Rama stand on that? I don't know. Comes on the Bir Halacha on this on this din over here. Siftes. So he brings this machlokes, he brings the Beis Yosef. So he says, so what's talking of pshat? What's talking of pshat in Tosis and in the Rambam, the way the Beis Yosef learns the Rambam, that it's not merakid? That's not merakid. It's not merakid. Of course it's merakid. Rashi's right. What's the story that says it's not merakid? Zakt the Bir Halacha, that the merakid, the person puts into the keli, he puts into the keli, and he's merakid. What's merakid? I mean, he makes a dance. He shakes it. It's the halacha of shaking it, sifting it. Doesn't just put it in there. It sits there. Right? The cohesion holds it there for the most part. A little bit of fall out by itself, but the meeker it stays there. You shake it. What are you shaking? What are you doing in the melachin? Oichal emsoilus. You're not doing melacha in one more than the other. You've been doing the melacha in both of them. You're doing the melacha in the oichal and in the psalus. And so kolzman harakasa pula bepsalus oichal beyachad. Oisa kolzman pula bepsalus oichal beyachad. Shanei kvar like is that never min echad mechaberut. Mashenkin bezeh. So what's the mashenkin? So the real melacha is telling me the definition of merakid according to the Rambam, according to Tosis, the definition of merakid, according to Rabbah, is doing an action in both simultaneously. Say that in English. Okay. So barer, classic barer, is biyad, right? You pick up the oichel from the psalus, you pick the psalus from the oichel. So you're doing a block of one of the two, not both. Both are sitting there. You're being metakin, we'll say the lumnus, the tikkun is in both of them because one thing, etc. But the pula is done either in the oichel or in the psalus. By merak, the pula is done in both. Very simple. Right? So, zakt rabba, but over here that's not true. Now, over here that's not true needs a little bit of a hazard. Why is that not true? Because if you learn the lumnus of mishamer, is I'm taking that when I pour it through the mishameris, it's kilo, I'm holding the sheris and doing the job, so I'm doing both. Right, so the mishmeris is letting the wine through, and it's holding back the shemor. So zot birlocha, but I'm not doing that. I just pour it through, and the what happens is that the wine ends up in the bottom, and the shemor ends up on top, and shalom ayisra. So that's not called, I'm doing a pula in both b'yachat. I'm doing a pull in one of the two. Which one? Is the more I'm taking the oichel from the b'sarlis. He says, "Why is it called taking the oichel from the b'sarlis?" He's not really masber. The Igle Tal says it connects like this: that in a case he says it in his way, in a case where you're holding the kli. So by definition, what you're being bur is what's in the kli. I'm holding the napa, and I'm pouring the kamach through the napa. So what's left? I have the psoilus in my hand. So that's what I took. Right? But over here, I'm not holding anything. It sits there and I pour. So over there, it's more mistabra that what the definition of the pula is, what is my goal? What is the goal over here isn't to take the psoilus out. The goal is to have the wine to drink. So my pula is called Hashem, my final result. It comes into my barrel, I take the wine, I was not to lech when we take up psoilus. That's Pashas HaLigli Tal understands, and you could touch the same thing over here in him. Okay. So, the Tal's says the reason why it's called Oichel Mitach Psoilus is because that's what you're doing. Since every Meraka said the same thing. My end of the day is I walk away with the Kemach on the bottom. It says, no, because over there there's an override. The override is I'm holding it. And I'm taking what's in my hand, which is Psoilus Mitach Oichel. Good. That fits nicely in a beer, in the Hakdama to the Simon. Mishabur, he goes through cases of Barat Deraisa, Vatam Zeh Simon Hakdama Ketzara. So he says, if you're Barat Kli, so you're Chayiv, even if you're taking the Oichel from the Psoilus. Right? So, Shekain Derech Barat Kli, Pamim Shubar Ha'Oichel Min HaPsoilus, and suddenly you're taking the Psoilus from the Oichel. For example, if the nikveh hakvara are thin and the oichel is large, that's called oichel mipsarlis. Because what remains in the kvara is the oichel. In the case where the oichel is dark and the psarlis is large, so what remains in your hands is the psarlis. So very nice. So, like, just see, sorry, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, like the Gleital, whatever stays in your hands is called what your mavar. So that's called the ochel mitech pseilus. Pseilus mitech ochel depends what's in your hands. Okay, that reads very nicely. So we're saying over here that unless you have an override, that you're actively involved in it, when the pula should always be called ochel mitech pseilus. So by barer, where you do it beyond, you do it directly, you take the oichel from the psoilus, we have no questions. We know what you're doing. You see what you're doing. When I'm using a kli, it gets a little more complicated because I really, like the Bir Lacha says, I'm really doing both. I'm being oisik in this and in that. So what is it called oichel mipsoilus, psoilus mi oichel? Well, it depends. Depends what's in your hands. That's so far, that's what we have. That's what the Glital says. So the Glital Kiddush like this. Okay? So I have a cup and I have a fly sitting on top of my cup. So I want to tilt my cup and the fly should fall out. Says, that's water. Because I am taking the water which is in my hand, or the soup which is in my hands. I'm taking that. That's what's in my hands. That's what I'm taking. And the soup is falling out. Doesn't bother me. That's not called psalus. That's called achamatap psalus. That's his... And then this, he says the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Baal HaTanya, not in the Shulchan Aruch, but in his Siddur, he also has Piskei Halachos. So in the Siddur, he says that case is mutter. So he says this the Chor should be a raya to the Baal HaTanya. Okay.
According to the Bir Halacha, that Pshat and Tesis is that you're not merakid because you're being neitel asaichal. So why did Tosfos have a kasha from this Gemara on the dinin and aynad of neitel asaichal being a shinoi? Where did he see from this Gemara that neitel asaichal is not a shinoi? The Gemara is not discussing. The Gemara is discussing a very different idea. The Gemara is discussing what are you holding in your hand the psoilus, or are you getting the final result of the aichal?
No. So. That Nakuda, I understand like this. In other words, the same way there's clearly an override, he's saying, in a case, the override of holding it in the kli becomes the override, and that's called Oichel Mipsheles Meoichel. So taking it B'yadayim for sure is an override. Whatever, right? Yes, my goal is always to have the Oichel, but I take the Pshelas out, it's called Pshelas Meoichel. Right, but the Mora says that Ma'barer is Oichel mitach psoilus. That's only that's the standard way Burr works. Well, most Burr is a physical mice taking it out, and that's not true. That's Tosis' problem. I just got Tosis is like a real balabatish question. That's how we understand. Okay, now. So we've been Masber, according to the Bir Halacha, says that the yisoid of the Malacha of Merakeid, unique from the Malacha of Berer, is that by Berer you're doing a mice of, clearly a mice of one from the other, you're doing one from the other, whereas Merakeid, you're basically being Isaac in both at the same time. There's interesting Rebbe Chananel back on Ayin Dal Amar Aleph. Back in the Gemara, the first Gemara talks about that Heino Zera, Heino Berer, Heino Merakeid. So why is it three different opus malachas? So that it was in the Mishkan. So on that Gemara, Teichad Dvorim, Mr. Ben Ochanel says like this. He says that Zara Bar Merakeid Kulam Mavirim Pselus Hamurevus Ba'Eichel. All three of them are taking the Pselus Hamurevus Ba'Eichel. That's their function. All of them are Mafris Ba'Eichel from the Pselus, the Pselus from the Eichel. But Venom Chuboris, because that's Dosh already. Fine. So he said like this. Okay, not to be other them. Pierce Bar, not to Pselus Miben Eichel, or Mashlicha. And it's loichum and yichab psalus. So bara can either be you take the psalus out of the oichel, or you take the oichel out of the psalus. Merakeid shematas the oichel of psalus bikvora v'nisheres the oichel. And we oichel dak of psalus ava kimin tevin is yotze oichel v'nisheres psalus bikvora. So bara is you take one from the other. Miraculous, you put both Oichel and Pselus into the Kvora, and in a case where the Oichel is larger, the Oichel will stay. And if the Oichel is dark and the Pselus is thicker, for example, like Tevin, then the Oichel will fall out and the Pselus will stay. So the Ben Chanano just told me that the Malach of Miraculous is I take a Kvora, and not with wheat, not with flour, but with wheat. That's the malacha is it's not barter, it's merakeid. Because the definition of merakeid is you put two things together in the kli and you use the kli to take one from the other. So I think more at the bottom of the yom, the more it says that you're when you're barter benapa kvar you're chayiv, the kli is merakeid, according to Ben Chanan, not barter. So this word barter over here just means the generic term of separating two things. It doesn't mean the malacha of barter versus the malacha of merakeid or zara. That's not the point of the Gemara. That's according to Ben Chanan. Right, and then he says in Zara is when you is that even when you use the wind. Fine. So that's his definition, which Rashi clearly on Kuflam and Ches is not like that. Rashi over there says that when you're comparing it to the case of Burr is the case where you would put the kidney is into the kli and you use the kli, and that's the case of Burr versus Merakeid. So he does not call such a case of Merakeid. He calls it a case of Burr. Be'etzem, it might be mukhrach in the Gemara a little bit, because Rav Yosef says bar of oichel b'yad, bar of manich b'yad, b'kana matam chel lo yivra, b'mbir chata v'losser, b'nap akvar lo yivra, b'mbir chayiv chattas. Okay? So, depending on how you learn Rav Yosef, you learn Rav Yosef is not agreeing to Abaya or to Rav Hamnuna, so there's never a case of bar of b'yad, which is chayiv. Bar is only chayiv if it's b'nap akvar. Okay, so what's the case of the bar deraisa, which is not merakeid? You should basically say there's a malacha bar because it's v'yad, it's mutter. Because of tamkli, it's potter v'loser, and b'kli, it's merakeid. That can't be, right? So, if you learn Rabbi Yosef agrees, so there's a difference between the louter, not louter, oichel pselus pselus and oichel maybe. But right, when we learn Rabbi Yosef, the way he presents Kipshuta in the Gemara, he's saying that that's the only malacha. That's the only definition. So that means Mukhrak in the Gemara, like Rashi, that there's a case of Napa Kvara, which is called Burr, not Merakeid. I understand that, but I'm saying if you learn like the other Rishonim, the Karas Mukhrak in the Gemara, not Ben Chananel, this Gemara would now be. So the two Gemaras, the two Mahalchim, are going to overlap in each other. Okay. So According to the Bir Halacha, we have this definition, which will fit nice in the Rabbeinu Chananel, that definition, he's really applying it back over here. So, because according to the Bir Halacha, Rab is going to tell me every case that you use an up in a kvora to do barer, even though it's not in Kemach, that's called barer, not Merakin. That's called Merakin, not barer. Because you're being poil in the oichel and the tzelus with basachas. Right? That's what should come out according to this Bir Halacha. Halay Dovrhu in the sugya. Okay, now that which the Leitao makes everything so wonderful by saying that Mashenkei Mishamer, and was suggested in the Bir Halacha also that Mashenkei Mishamer, you're taking the oichel from the psarlus because that's your final result. And the only time that that's not true is when you're holding one in your hand. So there's a Gemara later on which is going to challenge that. There's a Gemara by on Kuflam and Tesla Beis. So Gemara says like this: the three lines on the bottom. The Veira Papa Shafu Shichra Mimana Lamana. So they poured out the beer from one cleat to the other. So what was the argument? The beer sits for a while, so that whatever shmorim which are in the beer settle out to the bottom, right? The top of it is clear. So when you're pouring from the top from one to the other, you're not doing barer. There's no taruvis. The liquid on top is clear. There's no taruvis involved. Okay. That's very nice if you're talking about the clear liquid on top. But on the bottom, which is a combination of the shecher together with the shmorim, when you pour, so you're pouring, you're taking out the shecher out of the shmorim, and that should be a problem. So he says, in search of the rebeira papi repapa lo chashivi. So Rashi learned pasha means that he would stop before that. And chanami, that's not a problem, but he wouldn't do it, so it's not a problem. Okay, means halacha lemaisa that's you have to stop before you get there. That's Taka brought down. Yudalad, Sif Yudalad, Mutularis Menachas Miklila Chaveroi, Bavachi Zor, Kishayivsa, Kakiluach, Maskilam Lared, and he cites his katanas, and his shevis, Bach Reina, Mitachab Sarlis, Yafsik. You have to stop before that. You can't allow your action of pulling out the shaker from amongst the psarlis, that's a problem. Now, what was the case? Was the case Laalter, not Laalter? This is a case of that it wasn't Laalter because it was Laalter. What's the problem? It's Oichel Mipsarlis. So what's the problem? It was Oichel Mipsarlis Laalter. Okay? So far, English, okay? English tells me that the fact that it's in a Kli and I'm pouring sideways out of the Kli, but the kli is not functioning in anything in the Maisa Breyer itself. The Maisa Breyer is in the bottom of the kli. There's shmorim together with liquid. They're mixed together, and I am causing the liquid which I want to come out amongst the shmorim through gravity. Nothing to do with the kli bats, and the kli is just echatim. It should be there. It should be held in my hand. The kli is not a kli of Breyer. Okay, so Mishmura called that's called Breyer Shloyanei Kli. He brings in the Sharet Zion. The Chayyim says not like this. Chayyim says it's Taka called Breira Yedei Kli. That's called Breira Yedei Kli. But he brings that the Magen Avraham, the Yerabba, the Sefer Shabbos, Sharach Chayyim, Lamash Merkei, and he stresses it again. That's in Sukkotan Memdal and Sukkotan Memtes. Even though I already proved before that the Haskamas Chayyim that's not true. That's not called Breyer B'Kli. So that's an important definition of Breyer B'Kli. So what's the problem here? It's Echem Etep Tzarlis, and it's wonderful, and it should be Mutter. The answer wasn't Laalter. And Echonam, it would be Laalter, it's Hakabim Mutter. So, you have T-Sense, right? So you make T-Sense, and you didn't take out your T-Bags before Shabbos. So the top part, the tea bags fall to the bottom. And the top part is just the scents, nothing, there's no mixture of tea leaves over there. So you want to pour out tea scents, no problem. All right? You get towards the bottom. So now what's happening? So if you wouldn't have tea scents, you wouldn't have tea bags, you would just have loose tea leaves. So that's this case. Right? It's a combination of the tea scents together with the tea leaves. No problem. Pour it out. Because it's not yet a kli, la'alter. Once you have the tea bag there, so what's holding back the tea leaf from coming out is the straining mechanism of the tea bag. That's all the whole different ballgame. Right? So that's not a problem, because then you're using the straining mechanism of the tea bag to let the liquid out, and the tea leaves should stay in. So you're using the kli of the tea bag, right? But the act of pouring it alone, that the Mishabura says is mutter. Now the Mishabura says that's that fighter. Okay, so once that's true, that should come out. But that's this din Mishabura is saying, it's called Achim Tap Service. I don't want to get stuck in there. I want to get to a different point. Now, but let's think over here. The person's holding the kli. Right? So here's a case where the sheikh is going to go out. Mishabura is saying it's mutter. It's loud, it's mutter. Why? Because it's called Achim Tap Service. He's holding the kli and pouring it out. So what is he left on his hand? The Psarlis. So according to the definition of the Igletal, which the Mishabura, the Hakdom, and the Simon said, whatever's left on your hand, blives, that's what you're being noitel. So the Kor, it's a case of Psalm, why should it be mutter? He said this is not called Bar Kli. This has nothing to do with Kli. And he brings his rye from the case of the Zvuv. He says this is a rye to the Shulchan Aruch Rav's case, which is not Breir B'Kli, right? Because you can pour out your Zvuv. So the issue, Moshe Chaim is trying to answer this. He's trying to answer maybe in a case where you're discussing a Malachas Breir B'Kli, so then the Kli, whatever in the Kli defines the Breir. But a case where it's not called Malachas Breir B'Kli, then it's not telling that. So then it's a very nice Chiluk, because this is a case of not Breir B'Kli, right? But the Igle Tal himself, Shelitzu to the case of the Zvuv, which is not called Breir B'Kli, like the Mishavur says over here. The fact that you're pouring out the Zvuv is not called Breir B'Kli. The only problem is it Oichel Mishelitz Shelitz Me'oichel? So he says it's called Oichel Mishelitz because you're holding on to the liquid and the Zvuv is falling out. Right? So that. Good. Now, take it a step weiter. So maybe that's Taka the Chilka. Maybe he said a Chilka this, and I saw that the Sefer Mishra Shabbos wants to give a Teretz. Which I think it's a Gvaldika Swara, but it doesn't work. I'll tell you why it doesn't work. He says Moshe Chaim's Chilik. Let's argue Moshe Chaim's Chilik and say like this. That's when we saw from the Bir Alacha in the case of Mishamir, it's called Ochel Mipsarlis. Why? Because Betzim, every Brera is Ochel Mipsarlis unless there's an override. So the classic case of Bera, the override is physically taking it out. The case of Merakeid, the override is what you have in your hands. Then maybe you'll say that yesoid, that it's an override, is a kli, which is that's its function, is to do a maisa breira. That's what it's there for. So over there, yes, this is what you do with it. You do the maisa of taking what's in your, using it to take X from Y. So that's defined by the X from Y, what's in your hand. But in a case where it's not a kli, which is made for that purpose. So then you go back to the default. The default is, I'm taking out the shaker because I want the shaker. That's what you want to suggest. It doesn't work. I'll tell you why it doesn't work. Because the Magen Avraham takes this din of Heter when he says you pour out the Sheker from the Nitzot, from the Shwarm in the bottom, and that's Mutter because it's Shlomo Kli, right? It's Mutter because it's called Ochel Mipsarlis, because what you're pouring out is what you're taking, he says. So what about a case where I have the opposite? I have food with oil which gathered on top. I want to pour out the shuman. He said, that's usur. Because there, I'm pouring out the shuman. And Mishabura brings the Magen Avraham. Means the Mishabura's definition over here in this Mishabura is whatever you're pouring out is what you're taking, not what you're holding on to. So in a case where I'm pouring out the sheker, I'm taking Ochel Mipsarlis. Shouldn't they hate? In the case where I'm pouring out the oil, which I don't want, it's Pshalim Tachachachal, and it's usur. Right? So now that's going to be a stark steer between this Mishnah Berurah and the Mishnah Berurah and the Hakdama. Mishnah Berurah and the Hakdama says clearly that the case of the Nap and the Kvora, right, over there, if the Oichel's on top, remains on top, that's called Oichel Mitop Solis. It's Bekli, right? So you're Michael off there, but it's called Oichel Mitop Solis. And that's where we have a case of Malachis Berur Bekli Oichel Mitop Solis, that it's going to be Chayim. Right, he calls it Oichel Mitop Solis. Why, by the case of the Kvora, it's what's left in your hands, as opposed to what you're throwing out. So, Pashas, you're going to have to work backwards. You're going to have to work backwards and say some other chilukim, which is not. And again, in the Bir Lachas Vort was Betzim, you're being poiled in the Oichel and in the Psarlis by Merakid and by Nap and Kvora, the same thing. You're being poiled in the Oichel and in the Psarlis, but it has a shame. So which one is it? Why is it Oichel Mipsalus Pelus Meyachol? Right? Which one is it? Right? So I would have told you it's both. Very simply, it's both. And since Pelus Meyachol is always Osir, so it's always Osir. Out that, right? So I don't have to go to the next. If I learn the Bir Lacha without seeing everything else, so it becomes an irrelevant question. The point of the Bir Lacha is when you do Merakid, you're being pearled in the Pselus from the Oichel and the Oichel from the Pselus, and the Isser Shaboy is because of the Pselus from the Oichel part of it, right? I don't have to define one or the other. So why are we getting more involved in it? Because you got to read a Gemara, right? So it says, "Because the mistaber, my darker shabura, noitel oichel maniachas absurdus. Avachadami noitel es oichel maniachas absurdus." So I'm making some definition of what I'm taking, even though it's a brayer b'kli. That's not the issue. You're about a chayit, right? So, but he says I'm calling it brayer exclusively according to the Rambam, according to Tosis, according to Rashi, also brayer because it's called your tilas oichel. So the tilas oichel is going to be the definition in the Gemara. So what's shot in the Bir Lacha? So I'm asking you a question. If I was the Bir Lacha, I would just stop there. It's a Gvalda Gesvora. Right? That the definition of Merakid is you're being oisik of both of them. The definition of Berur is you're not being oisik of both of them. And I don't define what I'm taking one from the other, but by Berur it's clear. Right? But anytime you use a kli, you're being nice to both. But it's a kli, so it's not relevant to discuss the question. So, according to the Bir Lacha, let's read the Gemara. So Rabbi says, Kosadi Mistabra, according to the Bir Lacha, he's saying exclusively Berur. Why? Why is it exclusively Berur? Because over here you're not being nice to both of them. Tell us an Erkel is not the Nakuda. The more is the Nakuda is, like, why is that the definition? The definition is simply over here, by Merakid, you're being Oisik on both of them, and Mishamar, it's not called being Oisik on both of them. This definition that two versus being oisik in both, bring oisik in one. The vice versa, there's still some definition of what you're taking, which is important, which is relevant to the sugya. And the Bir Lacha is going to have to learn that that's we're contrasting the Merakid, which are being oisik in both, and it has a shame, and that's why it's called pselus mitoch oichel. Mashenka by Barer, a parallel Barer to Mashamir, which is called Oichel Mitop Solis. Right? Because over there, we're looking at the parallel case, according to Rashi, well, you know, Ben Chanan is going to be problematic. According to Rashi, we're talking about a case of Bekli. And it's a Barer Bekli, is Eichel Matav Pserlis, and that's Berman to Mashamer. So it means Vice Lichos, we have a case of Berman Bekli, where it's called Eichel Matav Pserlis. But how does it stem with this din of Shafa Shichra, which the assert of the, over here is that what you pour out is what you're being revirer, and therefore when you pour out the oichel, it's mutter, and you pour out the pselas, it's osir, that the this teres mishnah Shabbos is not going to work. Okay. So the dear Shulman Shabura, he points out the stira. That's it. Replied Shreya. Points out the Chareitz Astira, both places in the Hakdama to this Sifkat Nun Hay, Sifkat Nun Hay to the Hakdama, both these places the Chareitz Astira Mishaburus. That's not nice to leave it at Astira Mishaburus. Okay, just want to point one thing. So obviously, according to the Magen Avraham, you can't pour out the zvuv. Right? That's, you know, that's the Shulchan Aruch is coming to argue in the Magen Avraham. That's he's coming to argue on. That's called what Nishar B'Yodoy is what you're being mevar. The Magen Avraham says no. What you're pouring out is what you're being mevar. You're pouring out a zvuv. It's going to be osir. If it's pshelim toichay chol it's osir. So what we're left with, just, you know, without saying a hezbrin, what we're left with, just at least to be magyar, what we're left with is that the Mishnah Berurah, if we want to make hagdoras, right, that when the fact that you're holding something is not a definition of what you're taking. Right? Mishnah Berurah is saying when I take A and I pour it out, and my goal is to get what I'm pouring out, right, that's pasha, that's called what I'm taking. So the case of the Sheker, that's that. So not only that, in the case of the Shuman, I'm pouring out that. That's the pula. The fact that I'm holding the kli, that's very nice. That's what I'm left with. That's not a definition of klal. What I'm left with, right? Over here, I'm doing the act of pouring it out. But the act of pouring it out, by definition, that's what I'm taking out. And what's up, you know, if I take it out this way or take it out that way, it's called I'm taking it out. That's what the Bir Lach. That's what Mishnah Berurah is saying. By the case of the Napa Kvora, I'm not being oisik in one more than the other. So there he seems to be nachas to say that the fact what nishar b'yodoy blive is what I'm taking. He's masked into that yesoid. So when, like if we're discussing the day of overrides, so we end up with three overrides. Mishamur, I'm not doing anything but klau. But here, Mishamur, right? Now, there's going to be three madrigas. They're going to be, when you're pouring something out, pouring it out is the same thing as taking it out. So if I take it out, I'm doing the malacha when I'm taking. So the fact that I'm pouring it out is the same thing. This is what I'm taking. So I'm taking up shalas meyocha when I pour out the shum. Good. But in the case of Nabakram, you go sing them both. There's not one more than the other. So there we define it, the malacha is what you're holding. Okay? In the case of Meshamir, which I'm not holding anything, all I'm doing is pouring in, and it's coming out the other end. So there I define by what the tachlis of the malacha, that defines what you're taking is of the mora. So you're taking oichel mipsalis. Right. That seems to be the three majakas according to Mishnah Berurah. Whether how we know there's two different things, how the mora knew it or how the Shabura knew it, I am not telling you, I don't know. Okay, well, let's hold it here. So just want to just pull it together, this lakuta. So again, so we have a gemara with the mora, it contrasts a definition of merakein. The Bir Lacha gives me a definition of being osik in both versus being osik in one. And that sheet is rabba. Now, and that would be that's the Red Chananel before, which seems to say every case of Napa Kvora is called Merakin, not Burr. And the Rashi himself says that there's a case of that which is called Burr, not Merakin. So that can't be the definition according to Rashi. And you also have to figure out the Red Chananel himself says Lachakir B'Zeir. Right? The Ben Chaim says halacha kirbazera. Not kach. The Ben Chaim says halacha kirbazera. This is merakin. Now the mashamer means the same way. Zakhar Angel, the same way when you do it by yadayim, that's called you're doing them both. When you do it through the mishameris, you're doing it in both. Rabbi's argument that mishameris is not called doing it. You're not like the mishameris. You're not doing anything. So that their machlokes is what the definition of mishameris is. But in merakin, there's no reason they should. Anybody, neither of them should argue what the definition of merakin is. Not according to Rashi. According to Rashi, we have a case which maybe it's true according to Rabbi and Rabbi. Maybe it's only true according to Rabbi. I don't know. Not one way or the other. That there's a case of using a pool in both, which blibes burrs. So you have to give a different definition, but we'll stop here.